Today, first reading and the gospel can be a bit scary because they're talking about the last day, the coming of the Lord. And then we can be like a little bit confused. Don't be confused, because above everything, the today readings want to underline God's love leading us day after day to be prepared for his coming. In our lives, my dear friends, there are always days, callings, and moments, and so on, that are very important and are almost always accompanied by a prior preparation. And sometimes we come with mind with these questions. What will I wear the day, for instance, of my graduation? How I will say my speech at that moment? What I will do the day of my graduation, or my wedding, or maybe something that is very important for you. And these are words that almost spontaneously come out of our mouth, or that come suddenly also from our minds. And then regarding the today gospel, can we draw from the word of Jesus an answer now of his coming? In today's gospel, Jesus gives us indications, but all of this is not very, very clear. Jesus himself tells us that he doesn't know, but he affirms that the times is near, even very near. Is it incompatible? We cannot know. And we should not try to interpret as well precise signs of the end of time. But above all, we must live with this awareness that time is short. Time is short. We do not have eternity ahead of us to convert our heart. Time is limited to live concrete and daily charity. Our life now is not unlimited, and the proclamation of the gospel cannot be postponed indefinitely. If today the Lord calls you, or tomorrow or next week, the simple question is, are you ready for the final encounter with him, with something did in our life? In terms of charity, in terms of love, in terms of proclamation, in terms of commitment in the church. That's why the attitude every day is to be there as the washman. Washing involves taking a little distance. But now, it's not about getting away from the world entirely, but making the effort to take a step back from the situations. And all of us here, we have situations. Our society have situations. But how we take back this step and try to see stuff differently and also act differently, impacting our life and those around us. Here could be my prayer for all of us. Lord, in this situation, what do you want to tell me? What do you want to show me? What I should understand? Because this is what God wants to tell us in words. All the trials and all the realities of our life will pass. But remember, the word of God will remain. Will live eternally. Let us then today, my dear friends, be instigated. Be stimulated by the awareness of the proximity, of the nearness of the coming of Jesus, to commit ourselves more to follow him. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and the hour of our death. Amen. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The time of God is called mercy and love. But don't abuse God's time and mercy, because we don't know neither a day, neither a time when he come back, when he call us. Today, seize opportunity and make a radical change where you need to make the change.